Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing? I thank you so much for tuning into this show, Weekday Wisdom. Today is Tango Tuesdays. As always, we're talking about taking our relationships, business or personal, to the next level in 2016. I'm your host, Tariq Lee. So we're going to continue with that effort today. And today, thinking about relationships or talking about relationships, you know, you got to get to why you're in a relationship, the purpose of that relationship, whether it is business or personal. A lot of times we'll look at, you know, this person, they look good or they think you're attractive, and that's a key component. But it is so much more involved when you're talking about relationships. I know for myself, it's been such a learning process. And even when you ask the question, you know, why are we in a relationship? Some people might think it's just to procreate, or I've heard other things out there. I know personally, I feel, my humble opinion, that we are here to learn, to love, and to grow. And when you're in a relationship with another person, whether that be your business partner, your romantic partner, spouse, significant other, your children, that you are given so many more opportunities to learn, more opportunities to love, and more opportunities to grow. So relationships are so important. When I first got married, I was in my early 20s, and I made the crazy assumption that because at an earlier age, as a teenager, I was able to fend for myself and take care of myself, I thought that gave me some knowledge into relationships. So I asked my first wife to get married, and I didn't have a clue about being married. I didn't have a clue about being a husband and what that meant and what was required of me, or even what I wanted in a wife. So God had blessed us with two amazing children, two boys, Isaiah and Caleb, and they're growing into young men right before my eyes. It's crazy. But, of course, that marriage did not last. And one of the things, as I look back, outside of the fact that I just was not ready, a lot of times in certain relationships, we just don't ask those important questions. And honestly, we're not to ask those important questions, the basic questions, then the not so basic questions, then the tough questions before you even get into a relationship. So you have to know why you're in a relationship. You have to ask those tough questions. So just to give you an example, as I stated, I know for me and my spouse now, my rock, you know, we discuss that a lot, like why are we in a relationship? And, you know, we are like spiritual partners. We're basically together, you know, of course, because we love each other, but also to be an example of what love looks like in progress when two people authentically love each other and are willing to ride out for each other and to go through the different stages of love and life. You know, it's amazing. And on this planet, there are billions of people on this planet. But when you get to find that one person who's a witness to your life and they say, you know what, I'm willing to go through the sugar and the shit, pardon me, you know, the good and the bad with you, because a lot of people are there for the good, but they don't really want to be there for the bad. So when you find someone like that and you guys can do more than just coexist, can build a life together, and your children can witness that, and your family can witness that, and your friends can be a part of that journey, it's really amazing. But as I stated, the key thing is you got to ask those questions, the basic questions. Do you want to have kids, for example? And your partner is like, no. And he's like, oh, that's crazy. I want to have a lot of kids. I want to have a big family. So just to get into those details of that person and what they like and what they don't like and what you like and what you don't like and what are deal breakers and things like that. You really have to do that. And then you have to even go and dig deeper, because if you really are with this person, whether or not you know, go through the whole getting married and the name changes, but in a long-term relationship, you want to start asking those questions. You know, what does your life look like in the next 5 years? What does your life look like in the next 10 years, 20 years out? Because what if their life looks totally different from the life that you visualize for yourself? You got to think about that. It's really important. That person can say, in the next 5 to 10 years, I'm looking to start a business where I travel all across the globe, and you're someone that does not like to travel at all. So it is so vital. It is so important that you ask those questions in a relationship, and also when it comes to business as well, with, you know, future business partners. You know, what are they about? Are they strictly in this venture for money? That's their bottom line. They just want to make money. Or are they someone that's truly connected to the vision of your company, truly connected to service, and you guys share similar ideas about service and what it really means to be in business? You understand, well, you're in business, of course, to make money, but also because you want to be a service to other people. But if you have someone that, you know, I just want to make money, P. Diddy said it's all about the Benjamins, then there may be a disconnect there for you. So whether it's business or personal, you got to take the time to sit with the people that you care about and ask those questions. Why are we in relationship? And what are the, you know, things that are going to work for you and the things that may not work for you? So ultimately, you guys can get as close as you can. You know, it's not going to be perfect. There is a lot of give and take. There is going to be compromise, but you need to be true to yourself. That person needs to be true to themselves, so you guys can come together and build something wonderful. You know, whether it's a wonderful relationship between husband and wife, a wonderful relationship between mother and daughter, a great relationship between father and son, and on and on, and also a great relationship between business partners. So really today, you sit back and you look at the relationships in your life, and you know, maybe they're going good. Maybe you've already asked those great questions, and if you have, that's awesome. Now you have to continue to remember the important things that you discussed. Remember why you're in a relationship and why it's so important to do the things that you've got to do to keep the relationship going strong. But if you have not done that, definitely take the time to ask those important questions that's going to enhance your relationship and take it to a whole nother level in 2016. So that was it for today. It's really to find out, why are you in a relationship with someone, the things that really matter, and dialogue about those things, and really get together with the people that you're in a relationship with to find out that purpose and to keep things really going strong in your relationship. So as always, our team is here and ready to help you in any area of your life. It could be relationships, since we're talking about relationships, but it could be fitness, it could be business. But you can always go to the website, that is www.successfullylee.com. Look at the different programs that we have available for you and let us know. We'll be able to assist you without any problems. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Successful Lee. As always, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day. You could be anywhere in the world, but you are listening to me, and I really do appreciate it. Hope I was able to say a few things that add value to your life. As always, I will check you guys out on the next show. My name is Tariq A. Lee. I am blessed by the best, and so are you. Peace.